since December 31st at 11:59 p.m. We were standing in the living room with our eyes glued to the TV. With great anticipation, we watched the ball slowly drop. 30 seconds later, we heard a few fireworks, Holly cheering, and the sounds of Auld Lang Syne. In that moment, I had this sinking feeling, this feeling of dread. It only lasted a few seconds, but it was there. Kyle wished us all a happy new year, and the first words out of my mouth in 2015 were, "Well, this is it. This is the year Kian and I are going on our first mission trip." Don't get me wrong, I'm not really dreading it. It's quite the opposite. I'm actually looking forward to it. Sure, I'm actually dreading sleeping on an air mattress in a room full of people for a week. I'm dreading the early wake-up calls. I'm not really a morning person, as you'll find out. And I'm dreading my week without my Tinkerbell coffee mug and my vanilla coffee creamer. However, I am looking forward to a week where it's all about God. It's all about loving others, and it's all about serving. So this has me thinking, where's my heart in all of this today? In all honesty, I wasn't sure about this year's theme, the Upside Down Kingdom. I wasn't sure that I fully understood it. I do understand, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. But that just feels a little too intense for me, especially since I like to be in control. Initially, when I heard the Upside Down Kingdom, I tackled it with ease, and I simply thought, well, we're the ones that are upside down. Our culture is upside down to what God wants from his people. Watch 5 minutes of daytime or primetime TV, turn the radio on to a non-Christian station, check out a Facebook feed, check out my Facebook feed. Or better yet, walk through the halls of a high school during passing period. I'm just not sure that this is what God has intended for us. Our youth, well, actually all of us, are inundated with images, ideas, and must-haves. And I know that this is what God doesn't have in mind for his children. Here are some ideas taken from conversations and readings about this year's theme. God doesn't necessarily value what we value. We live in a culture of image. We live in a culture driven by success and gaining much satisfaction in personal achievements. We value these things, or at least I know I do. But does God value these things? So what does God want? Well, he sent Jesus to this earth. And how upside down is that? That he would choose to become one of us. Well, he came and he made the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf. When I read about Jesus in the Bible, or study what Jesus did through Bible study, or even just talk about him, two things stand out: to serve others and to love. It sounds so easy, but is it? We are a busy society. I once heard this acronym for busy: being under the devil's yoke. Let's look at your lives for a second. You have school, which means a lot of homework, too much homework, the focus on grades, and for some of you, the focus has started on GPAs, SAT scores, college applications, in which those grades and scores play a huge part, sport competitions that can easily dominate your weekend as well as late into the school night. Some of you are involved in performing arts, theater, 4-H, band, orchestra, a job, to name a few. And all of these things take time and commitment, but you do these things because these are your passions. So I wonder, are these where we should be putting in our time? Are these areas where we can serve? Through youth group, 30-mile mission, and of course this mission trip, you've had the experience in serving. Like Jesus did, many of you have served the poor and the homeless. You've had opportunities to teach children about Jesus. You have worked at food banks, and you have sorted through clothing and books. I believe that this is God's vision of serving and loving. But what about all the other stuff you do? What about all the other stuff you are working for? Your grades, sports, personal achievements? Is this God's vision of serving and loving? Why, yes, I do believe it is. If you are taking God with you and you're doing it for his glory. Colossians 3:17 reads, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. God has given you your brain, your body, the resources, and the support, also known as your parents, to achieve many things during this time in your life. Does God care that you're an all-star athlete or that you're in the top percent of your class? No. Does he care if you aren't an athlete, if you're a D student? No. These things that we deem so important aren't nearly as important as we make them out to be. Because what God cares about, God cares about what's in your heart. You all live a crazy busy life. Whatever it is you do outside of this church, take God with you. There is a verse in 1 Samuel, as Allison read. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." I can tell what's in an athlete's heart by watching him pick up the player from the opposing team when he has taken a really hard fall on the field. Or the team captain of the girls' basketball team that takes the one player aside before a game to pray with her because the teammate is struggling with her parents' divorce. Or watching an orchestra student lend another student who didn't have any money a few dollars so he can buy lunch while on a field trip. These are all acts done out of love. God wants us to love our neighbor. A neighbor can be your teammate, your classmate, your friend, and of course, someone whom you don't know. We are all created in God's image. All, meaning everyone who is in this church and everyone who is out there. Yes, we are busy, so busy that at times it's difficult to remember to slow down, spend time with the ones that we love, spend time in prayer, and even spend a few quiet moments alone with God. It does get blurry, and it is confusing. Wednesday nights, you are all asked, "Where did you see God this week?" There are weeks where that question is easy to answer, and others where no one really responds. You bet there are days where I'm not paying attention or I'm not focused, but despite those days, God still loves me, and he is still with me. There are days when things just don't make much sense, and I'm not hearing what I want to hear, and I'm just having one of those days, where's God today? I remember Ephesians 2:10, "For you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So while we wait for this mission trip to happen, let's keep God close, and let's take him with us. Whether you are involved in sports, drama, music, 4-H, have a job, or working hours and hours on schoolwork, take God with you and glorify him. Reach out to those around you. Share a smile. Lend a hand. This is what I think the theme of the Upside Down Kingdom is all about. It's about serving with a heart filled with love. Am I really dreading the mission trip like I said earlier? No, I'm just dreading leaving the comforts of home for a week and not having my usual cup of coffee loaded with vanilla coffee creamer. I am waiting with anticipation as to what this experience is going to do to my heart and to your heart while we are in San Francisco. I am looking forward to growing through service, to getting to know you better because we will have spent a week together, and to growing deeper in his word as we study what it means to be in the Upside Down Kingdom. I await with faith that this week will help me and maybe help you to take an in-depth look at what we each value, to look at our future aspirations, and to think how we can approach all that we do and do it to glorify God. So while the ball dropped to Mark 2015, I did have that sense of dread due to this trip. It is my expectation that as the ball drops in 2016, I can look back and I'll be able to share with you what I learned about the Upside Down Kingdom. And furthermore, how we can be like Jesus every day, just not while we're on this trip. I am hopeful that I will feel that my heart will have been further opened. I hope that all of us will be consumed with God's love and that the light of this world won't shine on us, but it will shine through us.